Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 27th day of November 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 43 degrees today. And it's a cool, cool day. But not as cold as it has been, so I ain't going to bitch about it too much. That being said, well, I mean, you know, since the mandamus thing, we get a lot of these things sent in, and I know how you guys like to talk about the law, so what the hell? Thames versus Indiana. We're going to rip this fucking admiralty bullshit into tiny little fucking pieces. This is like about 5 pages long, so I don't know that we'll get all the way through it today, but we're going to have a lot of fun. So stay right where you're at. We'll be right back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you're soon enough dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth and pacing lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Sitting on the south side of town, took good look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Thames versus Indiana from Legal Information Institute sent in by a reader. Oh, I bet you it were. Man, I'm telling you guys, this is getting interesting. I see the mandamus is traveling far. Issues. In the Eighth Amendment, successive fines clause, which prohibits the government. What, prohibits the government? Prohibits the government? Didn't read that in that. Prohibits the government requiring excessive payments as punishment for criminal offenses incorporated against the states under the 14th Amendment? Oh boy, this is going to be really fun, isn't it? You know that 14th Amendment that declares to remove the free nationals from this country into a federal corporation where they are subjects instead of freemen and subjects to, well, actually a crown by definitions that they've put together over the years, making a corporation a person. Oral arguments, November 28th, 2018, Indiana Supreme Court. This case asks the Supreme Court to determine whether the Eighth Amendment prohibits the states from imposing excessive fines, fees, and forfeitures. Tyson Timms contends that because the excessive fines clause is deeply rooted in United States history and tradition. History and tradition, huh? It is a fundamental right. That's why it's a fundamental right. Oh, well, I thought it was because it was fucking ratified law. I don't know. I'm just a fellow watching. It is a fundamental right that the states cannot violate as a result of the 14th Amendment. What, 14th Amendment? You know that one that makes me a subject with privileges and immunities granted by my sovereign? A subject citizen that and they can either grant it to me or not because, well, I don't have no declared absolute rights. I'm just a subject. I'm subject to the authority of the authority above me, which is my sovereign. Right? Wrong. The state of Indiana argues that the relevant issue is not whether the excessive fines clause is general and incorporated against the states, but rather there is a proportionality requirement for state forfeitures concerning property or in rim forfeitures. Rim, huh? You know, that brought back so many memories when I was buzzing through this. When I first started, you know, when I figured out, you know, it's like I talk about taking that Bill of Rights and holding it up next to that asset forfeiture law and saying, just don't jive. Just, that's what got me into it. Shit just wouldn't jive. And so, you know, the first books I ever got were, criminal law in a nutshell, civil law in a nutshell, in uniform commercial code in a nutshell. I read all three books and, God, according to them, man, God, I was just, I didn't feel like I held up the, it wasn't nearly as clear as it is today, but I held up that Bill of Rights and I considered what I just read and I said, fucking can't be. It just cannot be. It does not jive. It cannot happen. This cannot be right. So then I went on to Right Way Law. I ordered. It was cassettes you listened to. And I went through the cassettes, and then they started talking about, you know, like Title 42 lawsuits. And, I mean, it was all in the admiralty. It was all bullshit, just like the rest of it. When I got through listening to it, I had that Bill of Rights up in there. Still don't fucking jive. And then I started, that's when I decided to join the militia. And so I, you know, found out where a militia was up north there. And I went up there and they were studying the law procedures of one David Miller. And, oh, David Miller, I mean, that's where I learned to write law. That's where I learned to write the law correctly. And that's when I seen the way that he was, it comes down to jurisdiction. Everything comes down to jurisdiction, people. And what is jurisdiction actually? Well, jurisdiction is actually authority. Now, all of this other shit I'd been reading said that there was some kind of authority that was just there. It was just there over me. And somebody, Department of Motor Vehicles or you know, any of this bullshit fines or anything, they just wanted, they just could do it. But they couldn't. And the reason was jurisdiction. Actually, the first thing that where I got my first enlightenment. They used to have a little newspaper, man. It was like what we're doing here. It was the little rebel newspapers, man. I mean, the county hired people to go around and put the son of a bitch out and go and try and get them all before anybody could get any of them. And that's where I read this about the separations of the jurisdictions. When I talk about the ticket eater. And it was shortly thereafter that I wrote The Ticket Eater. And that's when I got involved with some other people. And then, I ended up there. And I studied those law procedures. And when you got the hell of this education and that you get, it's costly in that if you make errors, you pay for them. You learn that, fuck, you can't make no mistakes. Because the first thing is you have to understand how they operate, exactly what they're trying to do to you. And then you have to understand exactly why they can't do it to you. And then you have to be able to express that and bring it in. And you have to be able to capture the jurisdiction and take your fucking, you have to be able to enforce your rights. proportionality requirement for the states concerning property in REM. What is in REM? It's a jurisdiction in REM. See, this is what this is their administrative admiralty jurisdiction. And what in REM means, if it's in the jurisdiction of the court, well, they have control over any property in their jurisdiction. It's automatic. It's fucking there. Somebody just all a corporation or a cop or anybody else or any of the corporate people of the corporation, a part of the administrative admiralty, just put a claim against it, and automatically they've got jurisdiction over your property. Well, that's not how it works in the common law, which is the superior, supreme, absolute. See, because it comes down to jurisdiction again here, people. Which is authority. Now it comes down to that same old question. Do the people have authority over the government? Or does the government have authority over the people? Well, the Bill of Rights says that the people are the absolute authority in this goddamn country. We fought a war. I mean, that last book I was talking to you guys about, I read. Well, you can see, man, all this shit, you know, that I've went through over these years and even reading the Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers, you just didn't see these little son of a bitches for what they are. But REM and jurisdiction, forfeitures, that's REM jurisdiction forfeitures, that is under administrative admiralty. And you see, because they have made us subjects, well, they haven't made us. It's all a fraud. But because people have been convinced through the fraud that they do, that the government has some kind of authority over them, well, then they just accept that these, you know, they can arrest your property. They can arrest your property. See, instead of having our property of a free man is allodial. Let's see if we got allodial. What's allodial? What's allodial mean? Allodial title is a real property ownership system where the real property is owned free and clear of any superior landlord. In this case, the owner will have an absolute title over his or her property. Property owned under allodial title is referred to as allodial land. And see, that's what we had before the 14th Amendment. That's what the 14th Amendment took all of the United States nationals. It took all of our allodial property and put them into a fucking corporation illegally in violation of the 9th article. Had no authority to do it. And then they removed the United States of America, states of these Americas. They removed that as the government of this land and replaced it with a federal corporation. And then through Title 50 with the bankruptcy in 1933, they made us all property. And our inheritance as American nationals, they made that property too. So all the property is controlled by the corporation. But I'm going to tell you guys a little secret. Those originals, you know, the founders, the ones everybody worshipped, Washington, Jefferson. You know the forefathers of the sons of bitches that are sitting down there in Washington, D.C. right now. All of their estates are still, well, they're still allodial. That's why you can't touch them. They still have all of their rights because they know who they are. And they have convinced you that you're some fucking buddy else. Instead of it, there is this REM forfeiture, it says. Indiana maintains that protection from disproportionate in REM forfeitures is not deeply rooted in our nation's history and tradition. This is like arguing the second article on, well, criminals don't follow the law. This is the same legalese horse shit. Meaningless. This is completely fucking meaningless. The outcome of this case will affect how states and localities generate revenue. Oh, so they're generating revenue. So they've got jurisdiction over all of your property, and all they need is just, well, they don't, well, under asset forfeiture, they don't even have to make a goddamn claim against you. They just come take your property, no charge, no conviction. This is how they're doing it, people. Right here is how they're doing it. The degree of financial burden that the states and localities may impose on individuals and state governments' ability to deter criminal activity and reintegrate people with the criminal justice system into society. Question is framed for the court by the parties. Rather, the Eighth Amendment excessive fines clause is incorporated against the states under the 14th Amendment. How could it be? Oh, they're telling you. Oh, yeah, that's right. That privileges and immunities. Well, it could be, you know. But the courts, Star Chamber courts are arbitrary. It says, you know, a privilege is something granted. An immunity is something granted. It's not something that you hold and possess allotedly as your property. So it is at the arbitrary discretion of that judge who's going to get a piece of the action, rather your Eighth Amendment for this, for these assholes here, but rather your Eighth Article is incorporated as a privilege or immunity. Now, you guys out there, you've been listening to me a long time, and I just want one of you. I know that there's a bunch of you that can do it. I want one of you to tell me why that Eighth Article is absolutely binding to the states, and it is the absolute law that every state has to abide by. I'm waiting. Nobody fucking knows, huh? I'm taken aback. How many times have we gone over it? Has anybody been listening? Let's read that Eighth Article. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishment inflicted. Shall not. That's the Eighth Article. Now, why is it binding to the states? Why can't the states do it? Because the 10th article. Go ahead. Charlie was going to answer me, I think.
Because of the 9th article.
No, sir.
No.
Because of the 10th article. And the 9th article. I'll give you the 9th and the 10th. 9th's a good answer. The 9th, of course, says in the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights. That's the reason why the guy can't even be taken into court by these pricks, okay? The 9th article is because they've created a fraudulent jurisdiction that they're trying to bring him in, and that the people are the superior authority in this country, and only another American national with that superior authority can take you in and touch and try and make a claim against your allodial property. But it is the 10th Amendment, my friends, which says, the clearest of the King's English or the American English. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. Now, what is prohibited to it by the states? Let's read 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, or cruel and unusual punishment. It is forbidden in the Constitution. Thus, is forbidden by the Constitution, because the Bill of Rights is attached to the Constitution. The articles were incorporated as amendments to that Constitution. So, when you go down to the 10th here, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution are prohibited. It is prohibited by the 10th article. The 8th article, through the 10th article prohibits. That's why, you know, they'll take a single right, like the 8th article here, and they'll throw it into everything's done through the 14th Amendment, where you don't have any rights, where you do not have your common law free man rights, where you are treated as a piece of fucking property in a maritime court, in a court of admiralty. But straight up, just by the Bill of Rights. This is ratified law. This is the highest law in this fucking land. It is ratified law. You cannot go against what this says. Instead, this lawyers for this fellow, they come and, oh, it's covered under your immunities and privileges as a subject under the 14th Amendment. Well, I ain't no fucking subject. I'm a free individual national. For the United biggest states of America, and I'll tell you right fucking now, that 8th article does apply to the states by the authority of the fucking people. because this is our goddamn law, and we are the supreme law of this land. You are a bunch of our bitches, government, and you shove your rim jurisdiction up your rim. The only way you get jurisdiction over a free man's property is you go and you fucking file a fucking, you have to take the jurisdiction. Not goddamn judge ain't got, no court has any goddamn power in our world. Get that through your heads. In the common law court, that judge sits there, that motherfucker is completely without authority. It is your authority that you are invoking and exercising through that court that has been put together. That judge, his only charge is to make sure that the procedures are followed and to make sure that no one's rights are violated in the process. That's his only authority. That's the only authority that, and that's the highest authority in this fucking land. Now you go over in that maritime jurisdiction and the captain of the ship, man, he can have people whipped. He can do anything he wants. But that's maritime. That's not here. That's not here. That's not our law. It is beneath us. We are the superior law. We are the people.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
It's a little bit related, but I was at the driver's side. And, you know, they made a big deal about the unisex bathrooms or whatever. But anyway, I think, like, they used to have black people's restrooms
mm-hmm.
and...
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, see, they have the state. What they did at this place was they turned one restroom into unisex, and the other one, they just put a lock on it. It's for the, you know, the government workers don't want to have to go to the, where the peons go to the restroom.
All of it, though, Charlie, all of this sick shit we're looking at, all the homosexuality, the goddamn bestiality, the pedophilia, all of this stuff. See, the 14th Amendment claims that we are subject to the legislation. All of this shit that has come is being thrust upon us as subjects, saying, well, you just got to take it. You're a subject. You have no higher authority to stop it. Well, yeah, we do. We are that higher authority. We have the right. Our Bill of Rights tells us, I mean, it was written out. Man, you guys got to read that book. What a goddamn, man, the people that fought for this, man, we owe them everything. We would have been living like this. I mean, we wouldn't even know the God. We'd never known freedom. But the bottom line is, the people who wrote this is the superior law of this fucking land. This is the people's law. Either the people, now they tell you, this is the government works for the people, right? They tell you that the people control the government. That's correct. Because we are the ones that we granted them a little bit of power. But we are the grantor, okay? We granted them a little bit of power. Now they turn around and they insert this 14th Amendment completely in violation of the 9th article of our Bill of Rights. And they tell us, well, we've decided, we just wrote this down on a piece of paper and inserted it into the Constitution. Well, actually, they did, you know, write it down as they were going to ratify and stuff, but it was never correctly, it couldn't be. In the first place, just writing it down was treason. It was an act of treason that would get you hung in that day if there was somebody. I mean, it was right after the Civil War, everything was in fucking confusion. That's why they did it like they did. But that, just writing that down could get you hung. I guarantee you in a common law court where I had me a jury who understood their Bill of Rights, who they are, and the authorities that are in the Bill of Rights that are theirs, that understood the jurisdictions, and then I could explain to them, show them the 14th Amendment and show them what these dirty bastards did. I promise you I could get every one of them hung. And it would be a unanimous decision because it is so cut and dry. It is so, but you know, it was buried. Just like the Anti-Federalist Papers were buried. And it's like the Bill of Rights. They've tried to bury it, but it won't fucking go under. And then when they do bring up one, they're going to, oh, you got to exercise your 8th article right under the 14th Amendment that makes you a subject, which means if you're a subject, you're open to arbitrary interpretation of what your privileges and immunities are. And we are a Star Chamber court appointed by the Crown who is going to, well, we're going to look out for the interests of the Crown. You don't own nothing. I've told you guys before, you own nothing. They're claiming just like that, your local judge. Oh, we take rim jurisdiction. Oh, yeah, I'm taking rim jurisdiction over that guy's house. Oh, really? Well, I'm tell you what, I'm a fucking free man. I'm a national. An American national. Freeman. The only way anyone can take, can, see, now, it, this is how it would work in the common law. Now, if I say, oh, say you did me some fucking big damage, right? And I aimed to sue you, and I knew you had properties and shit, and that you knew exactly what you did to me, and that you're going to go and try and you're going to try to transfer the ownership of that property over to your cousin Bob and your aunt Ellen, and or you're going to cash it out and hide the cash. That's what the common law lien's all about. And it ain't no goddamn court that takes jurisdiction over that property. I do. I write out a common law lien for what I'm seeking in my demand for what you did to me. I write out a common law lien for that amount and I lien your property. That means you cannot sell that property without paying that lien. This is the way it was set up. This is how you protected your allodial property. Okay, then we go to court. I have to go file. I have to go file my suit against you, and then we litigate in court. Now, if you win, then you take all you got to do is take that judgment over there. The liens are lifted off your property, and it's a done deal. Or you might come and countersue me and come take some of my property, be doing the same thing. But there is no fucking such thing as the court is holding. No. We as individuals are the fucking lawful authority in this goddamn country. We have the authority of arrest that they have taken over. Oh, you can't arrest people? Yeah, like I tell you guys, we don't have to go that far back in time, just to the 70s, when you had to actually have somebody sign a complaint. That's after they'd already eased that DA that can't exist in on you, because that's of the admiralty. They already brought that DA in there, but to still, this is the process of removing the common law. You still had to sign that goddamn complaint. Remember the old days when you had to sign, somebody had to sign a complaint against you, or the fucking government couldn't do a goddamn thing? And then, even in the middle of it, if you said, fuck it, you said, I'm dropping it, it was over. And then we talked about this before. They had the women thing. So, oh, the state's going to take a little. Then state can charge the state. And then that's when they started plugging in what they had put in 1868 and had been working up to that point. That you are a subject of the state and that the state has arbitrary authority over you. Which cannot be. It cannot exist. That and the Bill of Rights can't exist. The Bill of Rights is ratified law by all the states. It says, that just can't exist. I'm not under any maritime law. I'm under common law, which is the people's law, which is the highest authority in this land. They talk about their Supreme Court. I don't give a shit what legislation, they tried to do some legislation on you, and you wouldn't be dragging no goddamn senator or asshole like that. You'd sue them all as individuals. In their individual capacity, into the common law court under the common law jurisdiction. Fuck you, government. You're weak. You are not my equal. You are my servant. Servant, get your ass over here because I'm calling you out. Now, when you get over here and you get into your capacity as a national standing face to face with me and we're at the common law court, we're equal. We're completely equal. And then I don't go after you for, this legislation I'm challenging because this legislation, fuck you. I'm going after you because you violated my right. I'm going to say you violated my 4th article right to due process of the law. And then you're going to come over and you're going to get on the stand and go, well, I'm a state legislator. See? And, under, we wrote some legislation. We wrote it down on a piece of paper that it's all right for us to come in and go ahead and take your property without any warrant. And then I'm going to hold up the Bill of Rights. It says, no, you fucking can't. What you just did is rob me. If you do not follow those procedures in that fourth article, you robbed me. That's robbery. And I guarantee you an informed court of people who understand what this should be. You should not be able to graduate fucking high school without not knowing all of this, because you can't prosecute your life. You can't go out in the world. How can you? I mean, you're going out into a goddamn den of wolves if you don't know your rights. But I just hold up my rights and I just read them rights to the jury. This is all I would do. I would just read the fourth article to him and say, did he follow that procedure? Well, no, he didn't. He said some legislative, some kind of thing. What do you want us to do to him? I want his fucking ass hung for thinking that he could use color of law to take away what is ratified law, to trump what is ratified law just by writing something down on a fucking piece of paper with him and eight or ten of his fag fucking buddies signing it. Got it? Because that's the same thing we're talking about here. That's why we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1240 Pacific Time, and that was Kid Rock with Born Free, and we all were. You're free. You just got to enforce your goddamn freedom. Now, we had this guy who, you know, him and his buddies had wrote down on a piece of goddamn paper that they could just walk right into my house and just seize my property. And I had already put it up in front of, there's 12 people sitting there. One of them's a mechanic. One of them's this guy here, he's a multimillionaire. He's in a high office. He's a congressman. But he's the one that goddamn signed the piece of paper. So I got him and his fellow congressman. I got them all in there. And I know you got millions of dollars, but I'm going to tell you what, me and that carpenter and that mechanic and that waitress and all us little poor fuckers out here that you think are insignificant, you're in a common law court now, buddy. You're under the authority of we, the people. Under my personal authority as a United States national, with my rights absolutely guaranteed. Got them right here in my hand. Now I've just showed those 12 people that you violated the supreme law of this land. And you did it under the pretense that as my servant, you could write down this shit on a piece of fucking paper and just come and fucking do it. I don't want your goddamn money. I think I'm going to charge every goddamn one of you with high treason. And I'm going to ask these 12 poor people here, that waitress and that mechanic and the plumber and the guy that drives the truck, I'm going to ask them to hang your ass. And they're going to look at this thing here and they say, you wrote down it, and then you're going to get real desperate. And you're going to go, well, I'd like to introduce some, I want to show the court, this jury something too. I got the right to do that. No, you can show me anything you want, buddy. Now see this right here, me and my buddies, we wrote this down. It says that I have immunity from prosecution. Oh, do you really? Well, you might can write, you know, you can over there in your contractual world, in your admiralty maritime world, but too bad you ain't out at sea now, huh? You can write that down all you want, but it has no, it is inferior. It is color of law because I got the law in my hand. I just showed it to them. I just showed it to the jury. What you got right there is you, a bunch of you assholes there writing something down on a piece of paper and pretending an authority you do not have, cannot have, to take my fucking property. And that's treason because that's an alternate form of government than we're guaranteed in. That is a direct assault upon the Bill of Rights. What you did is treason. I'm charging you with treason. I'm asking the jury to hang every goddamn one of you. And believe it or not, people, those 12 people, just normal, everyday people. They can take you and have you. If I say I want him hung in the public square, and that's what they write on their fucking verdict, out to the public square we go, the fucking ropes go around the neck, and your ass is strung up. That is the law of this land. It always has been. That 14th Amendment and this federal corporation is not a goddamn republic. We're guaranteed a republic. A Republican form of government, a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. A federal corporation is not a fucking republic, okay? I think that even those 12 people, I mean, they're well educated because they're good Americans and they learned who they were so that they wouldn't have to be fucking subject to some fucking ruler over them. They're free people. And they've learned the difference. And they're going to look at it and they go, you know, these son of a bitches, they get the idea that they could write down something on a fucking piece of paper. They come take my fucking property. And then I'd show them if you could take this 14th Amendment, if you had a true, that's how, why they had to, first thing they had to do is remove the common law courts. Otherwise, you could get those 12 people, even though they had de-educated the people. Like I said, they'd hid the anti-federalist papers. They'd hid the Bill of Rights. I mean, they did not want people to know that they are in charge, but it was always well understood. In my dad's time, I mean, you guys think back. In our dad's time, there was well, goddamn, the people rule here. The government works for us. They do what we tell them. They're our bitches. And like I said, it wasn't that many years ago in the 70s. I mean, I remember in the late 70s when I first started piddling in the courts and shit, you know. I mean, I always walked away from everything. I would just say, all I'd have to say is constitutional rights and this, everything. Dismissed by. I swear to God, that's how it worked. Because they were putting it together and putting it together. And then they started their case law, building the case law. Well, some trader over here already wrote down on a piece of paper that, hell yeah, I can come into your goddamn house. And I like asset forfeiture. Well, yeah, it's well established asset forfeiture is. Yeah, but it's a violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. This is the law of the land. What you are doing is usurpation. What you are doing is open rebellion against the people and the people's authority. I want you hung. And then I know it's pretty serious, but I want each and every one of you jurors, I want you to think about it. What that son of a bitch and his buddies just did. They wrote him up a document that said they could come in arbitrarily, just take my fucking property. And then they wrote him up another piece of paper that said that they couldn't be prosecuted for it. Well, what do y'all think? Because here he is. Because I did fill out the correct paperwork. I'll file the civil crime of fucking treason, because the treason directly affected me. This treason happened to me in violation of my Bill of Rights. So I'm filling out the paper. I'm accusing this son of a bitch here you, in his own words. Here's his paperwork. Read it. He says he can do it. Now, what is our rights? You 12 people just like me who understands what your rights are. And you don't want somebody to be able just to come and take your fucking shit. I mean, if the people just understood they don't own their property, they have no allodial title. That all of their property through the bankruptcy of 1933, that all of their property went into that federal corporation, even themselves, as human property. And under that 14th Amendment, we fought a war. I mean, that was what was cool about reading that book, because you got the people talking about, these son of a bitches, what they got in the 14th Amendment, that's what they were fighting like devils for. But there was only a handful. The people outnumbered, the people should have slaughtered them. They should have just fucking slaughtered them. Because they were the same pricks from the colonies that were violating, in the English Bill, like the English Bill of Rights, they always talk about they had Bill of Rights in the colonies. Now, those English Bill of Rights were the equivalent of the 14th Amendment. They were privileges and immunities granted by the king to his subjects. But if you were a freeholder, that means if you owned property, you had those privileges and immunities that king could take or give or alter in any way he wanted, or send over a Star Chamber court and just remove it from you, hang you, do anything they want to you. You didn't have no rights. And they were violating them. That's what finally happened when the people started bulking against the tyrant 3,000 miles across the ocean. He sent his fucking forces over here, put up his Star Chamber courts and started really oppressing the people. But who was running them? That's right. Those people that ended up being the Federalists. And there was even some anti-Federalists that were a part of it all. Like I was talking yesterday, the people that wanted the theocracy, they wanted their own little kingdoms. I mean, it was just never nothing more to them, except that the people had rebelled. The people, this wasn't like under any government. This was just purely the people. There was no admiralty. Nobody was in charge. The people just, a bunch of John and Joe and Jim and Ted and that had been, fighting Indians on the frontier and, had fought, fought in the French Indian Wars. They knew how to use a goddamn gun. And they said, these fuckers here, they're coming. They think they're going to just arbitrarily just take it from us. Everything we fucking earned, everything we built. It's the kings now. And I don't think we're going to let them fucking do that. And it wasn't the king himself, because it was his representatives in this area. Many of the people who showed up at those state conventions. And in the book, it tells you, the book I read, it tells you one of them was even a Tory. They showed up and argued the Tory position. And even at that time, when they were arguing in those state conventions, like I said, the freeholders, people who owned land, were the ones that got to decide who was going to go and be a part of these conventions. But everybody else, I mean, the endangered people, all endangered people, which was, I mean, more the population, because, I mean, the landowners, they were the minority. The majority were the fucking people that worked, did all the goddamn work. None of them. They had no rights. They had no right, more rights than a black slave on a plantation. Zero. Read Article 6 of the fucking Articles of Confederation. They had no rights. If you didn't own property, you didn't have nothing to do with that. And like I said, these are the people that came out and said, you're not taking my fucking guns from me. They came out on Lexington Green and shot the British, shot them right in the fucking face and took the bullets back at them. And then we went to Concord and then they shot them all the way back to Boston. There was nobody in charge. They had elected their militia leaders because old Jim, man, he led us up against the Pawnee up there and then over against the Shoshone Indians or whatever might have you. It was communities. But they came down and they said, no, you fucking ain't. This is ours. And then after they shot it out with them, shot it all the way back to Boston, and for a whole fucking year, the people, without any, there was no government. It was an uprising. No government existed. That's when these pricks started running, they wrote the Declaration of Independence. Because why? Because their property was at, all the common guy had at stake was, you ain't taking my fucking gun. But it was all these property owners, and it wasn't the small farmers. Thank God for the small farmers. And a small farmer back then, like I said, was a guy with, 360 acres. Thank God for them. Because they are the ones that sent the people there. And there was only one thing they sent them there for. Fucking rights. Real rights. Allodial rights. Absolute rights. And then here come the big money, the plantation owners, the money motherfuckers that controlled everything, that controlled the shipping and all the shit. And here come the big boys who they'd elected among themselves, the powerful. But they were still outnumbered by the anti-federalists. That's something that amazed me. Of course they were. And because it was the people who had stood up and said, no, you're not, and shot it out, and had already been shooting the hell out of the British for over a year. Well, then, them Federalists, man, I always thought they were at a disadvantage. They actually had an advantage, only there was among them those who would have theocracies and shit that they were talking about when all the people were screaming, we want to be free! We want liberty, true liberty. Individual freedom and liberty is what we fucking fighting for. And that's what the war was fought for. And 9 out of 10 insisted that there be no fucking constitution, no fucking government until that Bill of Rights, it was supposed to go first. That's why it was placed as the preamble. Because some of the states would not ratify, they couldn't get that constitution ratified until they made a promise. I mean, it was written, well, not a promise, they contracted. I'm sure they had to write them thieving bastards. It would never happen. But the condition was that there had to be a Bill of Rights. And finally, in 1791, it was ratified. The 10 articles that were settled upon, because there were some places, like I said, they wanted 40 goddamn. The people were pissed. They wanted to know when they owned something, that son of a bitch belongs to me and nobody can touch it. That's what the war was all about. I own myself and everything that I fucking work for belongs to me, allodially. I don't have to pay nobody nothing to have something. I don't got to pay no tax. I don't got to pay no fucking king. It belongs to me. And so that 9 out of 10 in the end, when the push came to the shove, they had the money, they had the power, but by then it was at the end of the war and everybody had their fucking guns and I'll tell you what, them people that went, like I said, they took it that bullshit of, let's declare a king, shall we, aristocracy? And George Washington, I cannot. Oh, that phony motherfucking shit they tried to sell us. I would
please. He was a humble man.
He was, wasn't he?
He'd have been. What you said a couple weeks ago about knowing how propaganda works. He probably held his jacket up and shot bullets through it. I can see it.
Yeah, I believe that now. I tell you what, had they declared George Washington king, George Washington would have fucking hung. because the only force they had was the colonial army. See, they kept the colonial army kind of intact because they did hold them off when we turned against, you know, the French came in and helped us win our revolution. But when the French started to revolt against their goddamn king, we stepped in on the side of Britain with this new aristocracy that we, you know, none of it elected by the people. A handful of people did this. This wasn't ratified. Even the Constitution wasn't ratified by the people. It was all bullshit. But I'm going to name a king, name yourself king, and then go tell that colonial soldier that there's a bunch of fucking people coming out of the Green Mountains and they're coming. They got guns. That 9 out of 10 we were talking. This is the only reason that Bill of Rights is put. You'll see when you read the book how much they despise the very idea of the people, a common man having rights. Really? Owning property? Really? No, it all belongs to an aristocracy. These special people. But that 9 out of 10. Now, when that 9 out of 10, it finally came down to. That 9 out of 10 will march out of them fucking hills. And what do you got to stop them? You going to go tell that colonial soldier that you've declared yourself king and he's not, he fought not to be a subject. That's what he fought the whole goddamn war for, was to break free. And he fought for that goddamn, what was written in that, when they went and, wrote the Declaration of Independence. He was fighting for his goddamn freedom, just like the militiaman was, side by side with the same militiamen that 9 out of 10. They would have came straight to straight to the convention in Pennsylvania, and they would have hung and shot and killed every one of them. All they had to stop him was the colonial soldier. What were you going to tell him? We've declared the king as the king's subject. You will go and kill that man you were fighting side by side for all your freedom. It's such a fucking hoax, people. What a fucking scam they pulled. And now, see, they're trying to work this shit in. They did. It took them 100 years to get us to shoot at each other. They're thinking that we were, both sides thinking they were shooting to stay free. Killing their brothers. We got to preserve. We're not going to be free. I have to do this. And then throw that 14th Amendment in there and got what they wanted all the fucking long. An aristocracy. A corporate aristocracy. And like I said, I guarantee you the rich son of a bitches like Donald Trump, all of these fucking, the Clintons, the Bushes, all of their estates are held allotally. Now, John used to talk all the time about that vault over there in New Jersey where they kept all the deeds to all the properties and all this land. And I know he's right. I know he's exactly right. Because that is where they hold us as their allodial property, as people. We're their subjects. That's why they tell you. I mean, this is why we've reached this point. Where they're telling you there's a ruling class. Well, then there must be a class that's ruled. Now, didn't we fight a fucking war just because we weren't going to be ruled by nobody? Oh, your eighth article right is contingent upon a grant of privilege or immunity by your sovereign, which is a federal corporation, which we've declared is a person. People. They've made a mismatch out. Like I told you about the ball of spaghetti. This is how they tried to create the ball of spaghetti. Throw that a fucking side. The Bill of Rights says what it fucking says, and it means it. You are the authority in this country. They have never had any authority over you. Everything they have done since 1868 has been a complete, absolute fraud. They did, and all you got to do is keep that jurisdiction thing in mind, because that's what I brought up, that RAM jurisdiction. Jurisdiction is authority. You just ask yourself, am I the authority? Am I an individual, free, sovereign person with my rights and nobody can bother me if I ain't bothering nobody? Or am I a subject, like the subjects back there in 1775 that wouldn't be subjects and went and fought the baddest army on planet Earth, because they would not be subjects, because they were to be freemen. And it was that Bill of Rights that guaranteed that they held a allodial title to their property, including themselves. They were nobody's property, and they were sure as hell nobody's subject. And this is what's finally coming down. This is the final part of the revealing, people. Because, I mean, in shit like this, I mean, when they're throwing this stuff out, you read the man Damas is true. It's true to law. Nobody's going to break it. You can't, it's unarguable. It's based in solid fact and ratified law. And so at any rate, we've reached the top of the hour, and maybe we'll talk about this a little more tomorrow, because this just really amazed me. I didn't get very far into Tim's versus Indiana, but they took the guy's, I mean, they go through this, they take the guy's truck and everything, right? It's like $40,000 and some, because he was going to buy some heroin or something, which is none of their goddamn business. There was never a complainant. He was never afforded his common law rights to a common law jury and a common law court. So the conviction, I mean, that's where the, I mean, this is like I said, this is like arguing gun control because, well, the bad guys won't obey it. Well, fuck. I mean, that's how stupid it is. But they're going to argue this Eighth Amendment thing. Does the 14th Amendment, that privilege, is that a privilege or an immunity that is granted even in the states by the federal government? No. It's an absolute goddamn right for each individual in each and every state, as affirmed by the 9th and 10th article. And the 8th article is very clear. It says, excessive bail, or shall not. That's a no-no. That means that's a, what the hell did we call it? That's a prohibition. The 8th article is a prohibition against excessive bail or excessive fines imposed or cruel and unusual punishment. And the 10th article says, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. Simple English. A fucking fourth grader should be able to understand that. If it's forbidden in the Constitution, you can't do it in the state. It's forbidden in the state too. Anyways, guys, keep studying. Oh, mercy, man. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I was really disappointed that nobody came up with the 10th Amendment for me, man. I know Katie knows this. I know Charlie knows this. You got to read the
book. I would have, Henry, but I had to actually get off the phone for a minute because the propane guy is here.
I knew it. There had to be. I knew that. I was sure it would be you or Charlie jumping just, I mean, as soon as I said it. But at any rate, man, hey, people are figuring it out. Because just like I said, it's come to the extremes. You know, it was just like little shit like this and this legal ease that I was reading you people. In rim jurisdiction and all this horse shit. But it's coming to the point to where it's undeniable. Like I said, anybody who wants to argue with this, get a copy of the asset forfeiture fucking legislation where it was signed into law with the president's signature on it. And you hold it up and hold up that goddamn, Bill of Rights and say, which one is it? This was ratified back in 1791. This is the people's authority, the people's Bill of Rights. Do these guys have some authority over here to just go write down on a piece of paper and get rid of the Bill of Rights? We're just going to get rid of that Bill of Rights. Well, you just fucking can't. You can't repeal it. I mean, all the rest of the shit in that Constitution is open to repeal. Any part of it is. But that 9th article, man, it talks about it in that book. You know, it's just passages. But it was things that the free men, they knew the cocksuckers were going to try and do this to them. And that's why that fucking 9th article was put in there. That 9th article seals the deal. They just do not have the authority. Everything they've done has been a goddamn crime. Every one of them has got the rope coming because of that 9th article. And it is the superior law. And that is the word from the trenches.